I don't even know. So my impression of Dan Richards is that he wants to present himself as somebody who is reasonable to both sides, plays down the middle, and sticks to the facts, and is very analytical. He doesn't strike me as somebody who is sincere and actually wants to have a conversation. He strikes me as somebody who is a little bit angry, who has a chip on his shoulder, somebody who takes things very personally. I'm not great at, well, I'm a pretty good judge of character, but I'm not going to wade into psychoanalysis because that's silly. He seems to have been successful in attracting an audience to himself.
A few moments later.
I do not know Dan, and I doubt that we will ever become good buddies. But I'll tell you what, I do respect his tenacity, and I appreciate that he responded. And he has an argument to make, and that's fine. He and I think, we'll probably continue to interpret Donnelly pretty differently. If you want to have a discussion about it, Dan, I'm more than happy to. But I will tell you, at this point in my life, the kind of bomb-throwing and level of excitement and vitriol over dueling YouTube videos is just not a path I'm going to go down. So topics are interesting. Great. You know, if we can have a discussion in a civil way, fine. But, like, I'm not going to get into one of these back and forths.
My, how the turntable turns, as Steve Carell said on The Office. But, you know, I could pick on Andy about this all I want, but the reality of it is that I don't really think it's his fault so much. I mean, it's his fault he made the video, right? It's his fault he said the words he said, but he is not the one who came up with this stuff. I think he got it from John Hoops and Flint Dibble and guys like that. And I'm certain that now at least he has an idea in his head that maybe the rumor that Dan doesn't read the source material, at the very least, I think he knows that's bullshit. So I think hopefully, you know, there can be a little bit of a discussion here. Andy's made two videos since I made my last one talking about this stuff. And the first one I'll address a few points in. The second one I'm just going to condense together and talk about all at once because it is basically one point that he made. Now, I'm sorry that I'm sitting down for the beginning of this. I just have to tell you, I recorded this entire video already. And I had to scrap it and start over because it came out like this. My, how the turntable turns, as Steve Carell made famous on The Office. And the reason it came out like that is because I've just bought this brand new camera, this Vivitar 4K piece of shit that I was only $100, so I didn't expect a whole lot, but damn, dude, you could have at least worked. So don't buy this. I'm taking mine back tomorrow and going to give you some money to go buy some, I don't know, crack cocaine with. At least that would help me make better videos, wouldn't it?
So I've watched Dan's video now. I only watched it one time, so I may get some details wrong. But I think he acknowledged that, I think he said I was right to call him out on that first part, that the views of race were not as simple as he Ed or whatever, so that's fine.
Now, Dr. White is correct that the situation is a little bit more complicated than I expressed when I was talking about Donnelly himself. Now, generally speaking, what I said was accurate, but Donnelly himself is a tiny bit more complicated, and Dr. White's right to call me out on that one. I did, and I bet that surprised you, didn't it? You didn't expect me to like concede a point. But as we go forward, I want you to remember this. How did that make you feel, Andy? How did you feel about me personally when you saw that I was willing to be honest? Okay, when I was willing to say, hey, you got me there, and not even make a big deal about it either way. Not be like, oh, you know, well, I'm, and not be like, oh, you got me there, man. Just like, man, it is what it is, right? How did you perceive that? This is an important thing for you scientists that try to talk to the public to like take on board here. So remember this as we move forward, especially when we get to the second video of yours and we start talking about it.
His take, at least what he presented, was that Donnelly did believe in kind of a multiracial population of Atlantis, and he provided a quote to support that. So that aspect of it is fine. So we can have a discussion about what Donnelly actually thought about the racial makeup of Atlantis. Anyway, Donnelly talks a lot about race in that book. My view after doing my own kind of exploration of it was that he most certainly did think that you know, Aryans came from Atlantis, and that those Aryans, those white populations, were the civilizers that went around and seeded population in other places.
Well, yes. I mean, it is true that Donnelly was pretty spicy. I mean, I even said this in a video, the first video that I made that really pissed archaeologists off, when I called out the fact that Donnelly wasn't the first person in the modern day to would like get into Atlantis hunting. And in that video, I point out that Donnelly, man, one of his lines of evidence is, you know, if a myth innovates, you can assume that Aryans were involved, because in other people, they don't innovate. But Aryans, they innovate. It's like, whoa, dude, they can't even innovate a story. Brown people can't even make a story different. They just copy what's on the rails. It's, yeah, he was messed up. But that, there's a lot more to this than just that. I mean, the idea that, how do you put it? You claimed that I didn't read the book, yet here you are saying that you've investigated it or you've studied it. You didn't read the book, man. Okay? Your investigation was not reading the book. You clearly did not read the book. And you went at me for having not read the book. That is, that's something that, by my own grace, I'm not going to go hammering at you for, but dude, that was pretty messed up. You came at me strong, Andrew. And then when I punched back, you're like, oh shit, he actually can throw a punch. And now you don't want to fight anymore. But dude, you came out like freaking, like a house of fire. And now you're like cooling your jets.
I don't know how many hundreds of comments my video has on it. Now I stopped reading them. The ding, ding, ding was so persistent that I had to tune it out. My YouTube channel is a hobby for me. I do it sometimes on the evenings, but mostly on the weekends, not even every weekend. Sometimes I'll go for a month or so without making a video. You know, I do stuff that interests me, talk about different aspects of my life, my hobbies, my art. Somebody in the comments said that, you know, I should be ashamed of myself for getting shown up by an electrician on this subject that I'm supposed to be an expert in. I'm not an expert in Donnelly. I never claimed to be an expert in Donnelly. I don't know who the experts in Donnelly are, but I do have an interest in pseudo-archaeology, the misuse and abuse of the past, of which there are numerous examples out there. I've written about this stuff for and talked about it on YouTube for over 10 years now. It's a hobby. It used to be part of my job when I taught a forbidden archaeology class when I was at South Carolina. You know, I had to develop curriculum and that sort of thing.
Now, this is a great example of the problems with this stuff. You've written about this a bunch. You haven't read Donnelly. You've taught students about this stuff, and you're not an expert in it. But you feel like an expert enough to come telling me that I'm full of shit. But literally, you said that I was full of shit, right? Okay. But you don't know enough to know what's in the book. And you teach people. You've taught people. You've taught students about this. I dare say you've mentioned his name in your classes. And I'm going to ask you a question, Andrew. Did you learn about Ignatius Donnelly by your own accord? Or did you learn about him from guys like John Hoops? I'm going to guarantee you learned about him from John Hoops. And that's the thing, man. So did I. I mean, I knew of Ignatius Donnelly because I read Graham Hancock's book 1,000 times. But I had as much interest in reading Atlantis, the Antediluvian World, as I do have an interest in reading about what they thought about the moon in the 1880s. Who gives a fuck? I'm into science, not into fucking the history of science. That's not what I do. But you guys come at us saying, oh, it's racist, 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 racist. So I had to read it. And I also read Augustus Le Plongeon and who's that other guy? Charles Etienne de Beaubourg, or however you pronounce these guys' names. But I read all these dudes because I had to, in order to address the arguments that you guys make. And I know that you've been told that Dan just searches for things, and you know now that that's BS, but you are out there teaching people, making a point of this. It's a hobby to you. Okay, dude, it's a hobby to me when I first started, right? Now I make money, so I can't like say that YouTube's a hobby to me. But when I first started YouTube attacking scientists for saying things wrong, it was totally a hobby. And watch me on Joe Rogan. I've even said it in other places too. I don't go after things like climate change because there's skin in the game. If I'm wrong, and I convince a bunch of people that climate change is wrong, well, man, I've actually like caused some serious damage there, right? But if I'm wrong about the pyramids and I convince a bunch of people that the pyramids are wrong, that the mainstream version of how the pyramids were built was wrong, I've done no harm to humanity, man. No, it's not going to change a goddamn thing. So as a hobbyist, I stayed out of things that had skin in the game. And when you come and tell people that what we're doing has its roots in white supremacy, there's skin in the game, my skin in the game. People are coming at me saying that I'm a racist because of the shit that people like you say that, let's be clear, your field of study was infinitely more racist at the same time as Donnelly's was running around writing his book. Donnelly did no damage compared to you guys digging up freaking indigenous graves before they were cold, collecting Kachina dolls and pots and creating the noble savage myth and all this crazy shit. That all came from mainstream anthropology and archaeology. So for you to turn around and be like, well, your guys' stuff is rooted in white supremacy is fucking bullshit. It's a red herring created to distract from the real evidence at hand. You want to talk about big rocks? Let's talk about big rocks. You want to talk about white supremacy? Are you a sociologist? You a psychologist? No? You fucking archaeologist? Tell me about stratigraphy, motherfucker. I don't care about your opinions on sociology.
So whatever you guys want to do, get angry at my site. You know, I read comments, people were angry at the kind of guitar that I had behind me. They think I should lose my job. Over a disagreement over interpretation of a 150-year-old book? I mean, where does that even come from?
Well, like you just heard there, I like to use the term big rocks, and the disagreement over big rocks is really stupid, isn't it? And you just expressed the exact same thing. It's ridiculous for us to sit here and make big arguments over little things. But when you start saying that me positing, maybe, you know, maybe there's more to mainstream, maybe there's more to history than guys like Andy are telling us. Maybe there's more out there. And I'm not saying you're hiding things, just saying maybe there's more to it. And you're like, oh, well, let me tell you, my friend, the direction you're going right there is the same direction that a bunch of white supremacists gone. Dude, you are taking my interest in the origins of big rocks and adding so much to it that all I can do is say, fuck you, because you just it is insulting. Okay? It's insulting. All right. You want to talk about that stuff, that's fine. But when you start to conflate it, if you want to discuss the racism of Ignatius Donnelly's books, well, first of all, I might suggest you read them. Second of all, that's fine. But if you're going to conflate that with modern day people Atlantis hunting at all, which you might not be, Andy, but the places that you got this from are John Hoops is, Flint Dibble is, and let's be clear, the whole argument, I'm not calling you a racist, but is bullshit, okay? That's bullshit. I'm not calling you a pedophile, but it's bullshit, okay? It's bullshit.
You know, I take issue with a lot of things that Dan said in his video. I don't think a lot of it was particularly fair or even-handed. Maybe he thinks that about mine. You know, but it takes two to fight. So I grew up with a sibling. I know how this works. Anyway, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do the back and forth and the mudslinging and all that. I still have stuff to say on Donnelly, and I will happily address Dan's points, probably to none of your satisfaction, but I will. I will give my perspective on them, and I'll talk about whatever the hell else I want to.
Well, yeah, make whatever videos you want, man. And I don't want to, like, fight. I don't want people, like, harassing you. As a matter of fact, his guitar, his job, these things should be off limits, people. There's no reason to go after him for this stuff, all right? I mean, he's not saying that all of us are racists. But I would say that this is a good opportunity, in all honesty, for the archaeologists out there to see, like, if you listened to these guys like John Hoops and Flint Dibble and don't fact check them, you're going to end up looking wrong. You're just going to be wrong because they're wrong. That's why they're lying about me at this point. All they can do is make shit up because they fucking know. They come out there with bullshit arguments and ideologically based crap, put it in a lab coat and say, this is real archaeology. Flint Dibble is not an expert in any of these fucking things, is he? He's not an expert in anything he talked about on the Joe Rogan debate. Not any of it. Any of it. He is not a fucking expert on one fucking point they covered. So what the fuck is he doing there? No more than you are an expert on Donnelly. He's just talking out his ass. And this is real archaeology standing against pseudo-archaeology. No, it's not. It's a guy who's cherry-picking shit from a field that's outside of his own in order to win a fucking argument. And anybody in the know sees it. Anybody with their head screwed on straight sees it.
On my channel. And I'll talk about it when I want to talk about it. This whole pressure to respond quickly and, you know, you're doing all this damage. I don't know what damage I'm doing. You know, I think Donnelly was, I mean, and I think Dan acknowledged, you know, he was pretty racist. As Dan says, he has some old school views on race. I think there was no question that he thought that the white race was, you know, the best of them. Like, he was probably a white supremacist. That's what I take from his writings.
Yeah, he was certainly what you'd call a white supremacist by modern standards. Back then, he was not, but things were a lot different back then, like we've already discussed. My whole thing is, when you say, I'm not, what harm am I causing? Dude, imagine if every video that I ever talked about archaeology with, I made sure and was like, you know what? Them archaeologists, they started the mound builder myths. Them archaeologists are the ones that gathered up all the Native American graves. They're the ones that was like stepping in after they would execute somebody that was a Native American and saying, we need to study those bones. That was anthropologists and archaeologists. If I was to say that, if I was to hammer away at the Smithsonian Institute, they don't have to adhere to NAGPRA. They're hiding indigenous American bones. If I was to hammer away at every single time I spoke about archaeologists, if I just mentioned these racist points happen to be part and parcel of archaeology, and then I just left it at that, would you be able to say that it was benign, or would you be able to say that I was making a hit piece, a argument against archaeology, but trying to undermine it by implying that it was rooted in white supremacy? That, sir, is the damage you're doing. Now, you might not think that all of us are white supremacists or whatever, but the guys whose water you're carrying definitely do. So we turn around and look at John Hoops. Turn around and look at Flint Dibble. Those guys should be getting shit from you, from people like you, from other archaeologists. They should be looking at these guys and saying, hey, dude, you can't be bullshitting us and telling us that pseudo-archaeology is all this other crap. Pseudo-archaeology is all this other horrible things, and then not have any evidence to back it up. And in reality, it's not that way at all, because you're going to look stupid. You're going to look bad. You're going to end up losing to an electrician. And that's just, it is kind of pathetic, man.
And as I said very clearly, you know, I had people coming on here telling me, how dare I say that everybody who believes in Atlantis is racist? I didn't say that. In fact, I said the exact opposite in that video. And in fact, Dan included that clip in his video. Thank you, Dan. Of course, that's not the case.
And of course, I would include that clip in my video. I mean, come on, man. I'm not trying to, I know that you've been told otherwise, but I'm not trying to demonize archaeologists as a whole. There's a handful of bad, literally a handful of bad apples. But the problem is they're in positions of authority. Guys like John Hoops that have tenure, it's like, it's hard to fucking boost this guy on his ass, but he needs yeeted the fuck out on his ass. And yes, this is me saying that John Hoops should not be in a position of an educator in a institution. I would not say that about you, Andy, unless you continue to carry water for people like this. But the reality of it is, guys like this are literally knowingly lying. I've got receipts. John Hoops has lied in academic journals and has failed to retract his fucking bullshit. John Hoops was standing there tweeting when his institution, his university, was like having trouble with NAGPRA. He had nothing to do with it. He did not help sort one bone. Instead, he tweeted about how terrible Graham Hancock is, while other archaeologists went and sorted the mess of actual racism caused by archaeology. So my point here, man, is this. Look, you know, all the Atlantis bros, Graham Hancock, for example, we always use him as a touchstone. Fine. Graham Hancock could be wrong 110%. But you coming at it with character assassination, which is, make no mistake, when you're like, I'm not an expert on Ignatius Donnelly, but I know he's a fucking racist and I know you guys take fucking stuff from him. You're doing nothing but conflating this with racism. That's it. And if you think that that's going to do anything but piss us off and make us take things personally, you're smoking the rock, my friend.
But the book itself is what it is. And we can study that book as a text, and we can study it in the context of the late 1900s. And we can study how aspects of that are used or not. And the continuing idea that there is an advanced lost civilization out there that explains these same patterns that Donnelly saw. Like, that's all fair game.
Oh, it absolutely is fair game. We should be able to discuss any of this kind of stuff all day long. But it is important to point out that if your intention is to say there is no lost civilization, that this is pissing up a rope, okay? This is basically doing nothing but galvanizing people that do think that, and by showing them that you are incapable of addressing the evidence at hand and instead go to a red herring. You better not look at that stuff, boys. It's racist. That's what it looks like. Whether or not that's your intention, Dr. White, that is exactly how it fucking looks, because that is the intention of guys like Hoops. Clearly, when you go around beating that drum, just like the example I gave you earlier, if I was to do it about archaeology, there's a point where it becomes clear. Every single time Flint Dibble mentions Graham Hancock, at one point he talks about, well, you know, that stuff is rooted in white supremacy. It's like, so is archaeology. Fuck you. So is democracy. Fuck you. I don't care. So is the United States Army, the United States Navy, the United States, fuck you. Okay? Everything's rooted in white supremacy if you go back 200 years. Kiss my ass. Quit being stupid about it, and let's discuss the fucking evidence at hand. If you want to have a conversation like you keep saying, you're going to have to quit talking about racism, because every time you do that, you're going to make me want to start screaming about racism with you. What institution did you study at, Dr. White? How long did it take them after 1990 to get in line with NAGPRA? Should we play this fucking game, man, or can we just talk about big rocks?
And... you know, I make mistakes like everybody else does. Do I think that I made one here? Nah, probably not, but I'm willing to look at it, you know. Whoop. That's the alarm for the pizza.
Well, I mean, you did say that I was full of shit, and then you turned around and said that I at least had an argument to make, and you did listen to John Hoops and Flint Dibble and people like that when they talked about Ignatius Donnelly instead of actually, like, reading the book and seeing that... You know, Donnelly, he had these positions that were kind of, he hedged his bets, man. He was very much, it seems to me, that he was very much about, well, maybe it was the old school biblical races, and maybe it's these four races, and maybe it's something new altogether. He seems to me like he was very into racial science from the 1880s, and that he was on the cutting edge and knew all the different things and was trying to give his book longevity by, hedging his bets against all the different possible arguments that may be borne out in the future. And if you look at his book and read it with that in mind, you have to read it first, but if you look at his book and read it with that in mind, you will, in my opinion, you'll probably see that I do at least have a point there. It does seem like Donnelly was playing devil's advocate between different ideas and different hypotheses about race. They were all a little fucked because it was the 1880s, right? But Donnelly was trying to dance around in between them. That's what it seems like to me. But the mistake that I would say that you made there was you listening to fucking guys like Hoops and Dibble, man. Don't do that. Instead, fact check them. Be a scientist. Which brings me to the second video. I'm just going to go ahead and let Andy here just elaborate and say what he wants to say. I'm going to cut a few clips together because he basically has one big point. I'll let him make it, and then I'm going to say what I got to say.
And again, I haven't read all the comments, but I got the sense that people think that if you're presenting a case for something, if you're making an argument and you leave out details that don't support your argument, that that is somehow a form of lying. So I wanted to take the temperature in the room, which my room here, you guys, is filled with a lot of people who don't agree with me, who are kind of on the, you know, the lost civilization train. You come here because you're angry or whatever. And I want to know, because this is an honest question, I'm wondering if this is where some of the misunderstanding and the anger is coming from. You know, if you go to court, and I'm not saying I believe this, but I'm just wondering hypothetically, if I said to you that I think my job is to make the best case I possibly can against a lost civilization, I want to fight tooth and claw with those who insist that there was such a civilization. What if I said that I think a parallel for what I do is to be found in the work of an attorney defending a client in a court of law? So I'm going to be selective with the evidence that I present. And of course, I'm selective. It's not my job to show my client in a bad light. So if I'm going to make an argument for the mainstream view of the human past, I'm not necessarily going to tell you exculpatory facts. It's not my job to do that. It's the other side's job to do that. Is that an appropriate way to have the discussion? Am I responsible for giving you all the facts and evaluating them all, or am I supposed to be making the case? Let me know what you think, because this idea kind of seems to be out there that it's my responsibility to consider all the sides. It's almost like I'm more of in the judge role and I'm supposed to like call them down the middle rather than being on one side or the other. So what kind of roles are we supposed to be playing here? This is a different way of having a discussion than we do in science amongst ourselves, where there is peer review. And when somebody writes a paper, we do expect them to talk about all of the factors that might weaken their conclusion or their argument. We can call people on that and say, well, you didn't consider X, Y, and Z in your paper. You need to discuss why those are important or not, or whatever. That happens in the scientific discourse. Is that supposed to happen here? Is that supposed to happen in these kind of discussions? My overarching meta goal is to get the story of the human past correct. I think a lot of this pseudoscience stuff is harmful because it does a great disservice to the story of the human past, and it tends to repeat things that we know are incorrect, and a lot of those things have a pretty nasty history. So that's where I'm coming at it. Am I supposed to be the impartial arbiter, or am I supposed to be presenting a case? Does it work the same for the alternative side? Are they supposed to be presenting a complete story with facts that support their argument as well as things that might refute or weaken that argument? Or are they allowed to just be selective and just pick only the things that support their argument and not tell you about things that weaken their argument or even falsify it? Are we playing by the same rules here? Does science have to do one thing, but pseudoscience gets to do something completely different?
Now, I know that this is probably making some of you laugh your asses off, and it made me laugh pretty hard too, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because I understand that this is the internet. This isn't his job, but let me put it to you like this, Andy. When I, at the beginning of the video, when I said, yeah, man, you know what? He was right to do that. He was right to call me out on Ignatius Donnelly thinking things were more complicated than what I portrayed on the Joe Rogan Experience. How did that make you feel again? Remember me asking that earlier? How did that make you feel? Okay. That impartiality gave me credibility, did it not? No two ways about it, man. Impartiality equals credibility. When you have a baseball game, do you want one of the teams to have the umpire be one of the coaches? Or would you prefer the umpire be impartial? I don't think this is complicated. Do you want somebody impartial counting the votes at the end of the election? Or do you want them counted by fucking ideologues? This isn't complicated, man. This is basic shit. So this is America. You have the freedom to make whatever kind of video you want. You can come out here and say, only give the examples that support your position and never say anything that undermines it at all. But as you just admitted, that's not what scientists do. So if you come out here trying to portray yourself as a scientist and you act in a manner that's non-scientific, guess what that allows me to do? It allows me to say, this guy's not being a scientist. And I've done this a number of times. I pointed out hundreds of times, it feels like, that you can tell the difference between a scientist who's being scientific and who's being an ideologue. If they say, we know for a fact there was no metallurgy in the Ice Age, like Flint said in the fucking debate with Joe Rogan, you know for a fact he's not being scientific, because a scientist would say, all the data currently indicates there was no metallurgy in the Ice Age. However, we don't know for certain, because the way that we determine the lead isotopes is by acknowledging the fact that we need an archaeological site and a lead isotope signature with other minor isotopic signatures. That's the stuff that a scientist would say, isn't it? But that's not what you guys say when you're debunking us. We know for a fact there was no civilization back in those days. But when you're like talking about Jason and the fucking Argonauts, we'll get, well, all the data currently indicates there was no Golden Fleece. So we can pretty much say for certain that there was no Golden Fleece, but we don't know 100%. Perhaps it's metaphorical for something else. That's the kind of shit a scientist says. Okay? So when you come in here and start swinging the, we know this is, this guy's fucking racist. Right? That just means these ideas are racist. This is just stupid. This is just right. Okay. You do those kinds of things and you don't look scientific. You look the opposite of scientific. You look like ideologues. And ideologues do not get the same credibility that a scientist does. So it's up to you, man. I mean, like, look. I've got all this credibility in this space. I mean, to toot my own horn here for a second. I've got all this credibility in this space for coming in here and saying, you know, I think this, but I'm willing to argue against it. And if you catch me, I'll admit that I'm wrong. And I'll argue against my position when I see the same as you said a paper would do. I will point out when there's data that doesn't support my position, even though it will weaken my argument. That strengthens my overall position because it shows that I'm honest, that I have integrity, and that I'm willing to actually look for the truth regardless of whether or not it's the position that I started from. That, sir, is scientific, and I fucking know you know that. So when your position is not scientific, that's fine. You can be a YouTuber, but you shouldn't very well say, I am an archaeologist. I've done this for decades. Oh, and also, I'm not going to follow science when I talk about this stuff, but I'm a scientist that knows about this stuff, but I'm not going to follow science when I talk about this stuff. Dude, you may as well not even make a video because you're just seeding all this turf to me. I get all of the ground that's in the middle when you guys say shit like that. Literally, all it, you fucking back. I don't even know how else to say it. You literally just hand it over to me. We're not going to be impartial. Okay, I will. Bing, bing, bing. I win. And just to give you a quick example of how absurd that is, a friend of mine from Indianapolis, he actually lived in Spokane, but he moved to Indianapolis, and his nephew, which I know will be watching this video, so Gary from Indianapolis, his nephew, don't know his nephew's name, and I'm not going to give Gary's last name away, but Gary used to live in Spokane, so nephew, this should give you plenty to go with. Dude was talking to Gary, and one of the things that he said was, you know, the thing that really impressed me about Dan was that he corrected Jimmy Corsetti on, I don't even know what it was, because Gary couldn't remember, because Gary doesn't like my content. Anyway, I corrected Jimmy on something, and it got this dude thinking, this dude who's into all the pseudo stuff and whatnot, right? And he got him thinking that maybe there's a different, it got him thinking, dude. It got him thinking, all right? And maybe there's an answer outside of the pseudo stuff. And it got him think, I got him to think, okay? Disagreeing with him, presenting him with a position he didn't believe in, he doesn't agree with inherently. Confirmation bias does not carry the day here. And I got him to think. Now, you don't have to do that. It's up to you. But if you're trying to be a science educator and trying to communicate with the public, you need to be impartial or you are not coming across as scientific. Okay, so you can do whatever the fuck you want, man. You're an American and you have the freedom of speech. You can handle this however you want. But the less impartiality you show, the better it is for me. So don't be impartial at all, and I'll just hold this turf for the rest of my life. Thank you very much. All right, that's all I really got to say about this. Like I said, I recorded this fucking once already, so hopefully I didn't miss any of the main points, but God, stupid freaking camera. Anyway, thank you all so much for watching. There's links down below to support the channel if you so desire, and do not be mean to Andy about this shit. Don't even be mean to Flint or freaking Hoops or anything. Nature will take its course. Thank you very much for watching. You guys have a great day.